Shalom and good morning. I invite us to get to Hebrews 11 from verses 1 to 12. This portion of scripture now gives us the model of faith. It gives us examples of men and women who walked by faith, who ran the race of faith, and who completed well. Some people, we might not even have thought that they were people of faith. When we read them from other portions of scriptures, we do not know that they were men of faith. We may never know that people like Samson would at any one time be included to the hallmark of the heroes of faith. Heroes are examples of those you might not have met, but they provide a role model for us. So let's look at the role model. The writer of this book of Hebrews had already challenged the people who were tempted to turn back or to look at the left or the right, or to keep going round and round the roundabout of faith. They were being told, let's focus and keep going. The last session, we were encouraged to hold firm, to keep running. And we were reminded that we have the power to overcome by the word, let us hold firm. Let us not stop meeting together. No, let us come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us come to the, you know, to the Holy of the Holies. Let's hold firm. Let us not look at this, the other one. Let us not despise Jesus Christ. But now here, the writer now gives, let me give you examples of people whom you can emulate. We want to look at a number of people here, and we see, and we ask ourselves, what can we learn from them? How did they run the race of faith? How did they continue and finished? What were the rewards? And what is faith? We're talking about faith. Jesus is the best example of those who did the race. But before we come to Jesus, let's look at the people of God. But what is faith? Faith is confidence in what we hope for and is an assurance of what we do not see. So faith comes as a substance. It is something, it's confidence of what we are hoping for. Remember, we had said that in the race, we have to have the hope. There's a lot of promise. So if you have assurance of what we do not see, not because there is confidence in us, but we have confidence in Jesus. We are confident in what the Lord has done. That is our confidence. So that is hope. It is the assurance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not yet seen. This is what the ancient were commended for. So this writer takes us back all the way from the beginning and gives us several examples so that those of us who might be thinking of turning back and mixing the faith in Jesus with the faith of other traditions and customs, we get to know there are those who finished and finished well. It says that the ancients were commended for faith. And then we are given those examples. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. So that's the first thing about faith. First point we are given here, that we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. What we see came because God spoke. Remember, the book of Hebrews is God speak or God speaks. The first verse, Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1, is that in the beginning God spoke. And so this person is still following the same thread of listening, that God spoke. And when God spoke, things happened. We know that things happened. The world we see today came because of the words that were spoken. It was made from out of what was not, it was not made out of the visible. It was made of the invisible. Can you imagine? The visible world came out of the word that was spoken. And so we should hold on and hear what he is speaking and adhere to his speaking. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offering. And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. Now, we are given about the two sons, the two firstborn sons of Adam, Abel and Cain. We may not think that there's anything about faith, but this person says it's by faith he offered his sacrifice. Now, we understand why God accepted the sacrifice of Abel. Many people have always said that it was accepted because he offered blood sacrifices or blood offering. No, not really. Because in the Old Testament, God had asked, you know, in the law of Moses, there was the fruit sacrifice, there was the animal sacrifice, there was the vegetable, you know, sacrifices. All they were coming from there. The problem was not the physical. It was not about what the blood is about, the conditions of the heart. It's about how they blot it. Here we are told that here now we come to know. Oh, so Abel's sacrifice was accepted before God because of faith. It was faith because he offered it by faith. He did it by faith. He did it. And what is faith? He knew that God would reward him. And because of this, by faith, he was commended as righteous. God called him righteous. So faith makes God to call us righteous. And God speaks well of his offering because he offered it by faith. Not because he offered, not necessarily because he offered blood, but because he offered, is how he offered. You remember the woman, sometimes Jesus saw people bringing offering in the offering chest or box. And one woman brought only two copper mites. And Jesus said, this woman has brought the best. You see, it was not about the quantity or what they brought particularly, but it is the attitude through which they brought it. Because Jesus said, this woman has given out of her poverty. She gave to God. She gave everything to God. But others are giving out of abundance. So it's not about how much you give or the substance you give. It's about the substance of the heart. And for that, God speaks well. And but even after Cain killed Abel, the blood of Abel continued to speak. Or Abel continued to speak. That is the faith of Abel continued to speak to this very day. Another example, by faith Enoch was taken from his life, from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who praised God. And without faith, it is impossible to praise God. You see, now here we are talking about Enoch, a man that did not see death because he praised God. God took him because he praised him. And before he was taken, the testimony was he praised God. He walked with God. So walking by faith pleases God. And here the summary is, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So faith is very critical. So we must run the race by faith so that we can please God. If we please God, the least will find their pleasure through the pleasure of God. But as we come to God, we must believe that he exists and that he is rewarding those who seek him diligently. Come to Noah. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned, you know, by faith he condemned the, you know, the world and became heir of righteousness. That is in keeping with faith. Then we come to Abraham. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went even though he did not know where he was going. Faith of Noah, faith of Abraham, called by God. Like Abraham, he didn't know where he was going. And when he was called to go to the place that God was calling him, he left. He followed God. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew the one that he was following. That following God blindly, let me put in quote, blindly, God said he praised God. He obeyed even though he never knew where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger. Now we know why he lived in tents. They were living in tents. Even Isaac and Jacob, who were of the same heir with him in this promise. Why did he do that? For he was looking forward to the city with foundation, whose builder, whose architect is God. So when he got to Canaan, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they lived in tents. That was by faith. So you see, we didn't know why they were living there, but now the author of Hebrews says it was because of faith. Why? They knew this was not the end. They were looking for a city that has foundation, whose architect and builder is God. And God is not ashamed to be called their God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing, was unable to bear children because she considered him faithful, who had made the promise. Now we know that the giving birth of Sarah was also because of faith. She activated her faith. Bible says by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing, was unable to bear children because she considered. This is the lesson. She came to God. She came to consider God faithful. She also believed that God would also be able to do it. You know, in the book of Genesis, we see Sarah laughing when God is promising that Sarah will get to become a mother. But here we are told she's a woman of faith. In that laughter, she still had faith in God. Why? She considered God faithful who had made the promise. And so, from this one man, and as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand of the seashore. So we are told that because of faith, though Abraham was dead, he was as good as dead because he was old. Sarah was past childbearing. God made a miracle because faith is able to fulfill the word of God. So what is faith? Faith is believing that what God said he will do it. That nothing would stop God from fulfilling his desires. So today, we can be able to say, God, you promised, I'll trust you. I'll consider you faithful. Father, help us to consider you faithful. Help us to be like Sarah. to consider you faithful, you who promised. Help us, Lord, to consider you faithful like Abraham. Help us to consider you faithful like Noah. Help us to consider you faithful like Enoch, like Abel, oh God. These are some of the examples who considered you faithful because you promised. They said, I will hold on and I know God will do it. Yes, it looks it is late, but God in his own way will be able to do it. Help us to do that. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.